Red on Red.
This week in the podcast, we're joined by Justin O'Donnell, a.k.a. Cutting Heads Collective Man, DJ Just Me.
Mind like a 10-ton anvil. Should've dropped up the outright havoc. Grey matter is frail and banjack stout and a cork in the rough Atlantic. Head thumps like a thunder cracking. Fed up with the skull I'm trapped in. Need to get out, should've bunker taxi. Can't scoot off with the flux capacitor. Self-loathing puppet master. Tugging our strings to his own disaster. Marionettes are left tangled. I'd be better off as a lonely dancer in a slump, even I can't understand it. Anxious panic like lungs are collapsing. I just wanna quit and chuck my angers to the wind. Till the cyclone passes. The mind is a region designed to sow seeds. So you wanna stay mindful of the harvest you're reaping. Tarnishing achievements, the arsenal's depleted. Courage up and leaves you like the girl from Ipanema. From the incubator to the fibrillator. Every filthy crater's on the brink of failure. You could tip the scale till it's in your favor. Are you fit to play? Is it in your nature? Will you wilt away and let the illness take you? There is no false destiny. It's just choice, essentially. Yet each choice is meant to be. We carve our own.
I woke up and they smelled the roses from me sleeping on the bed of nettles. Let the moss be. Made her a toast with a full glass of whiskey. The doors who said her glass is half empty. Fuck 'em. Guess they never knew me anyway. Funny when this shit went south for me. There was in the clouds looking down on me. Fuck 'em. Least I got Joe in the clouds looking down on me, bout to put that crown on me. April Fool's Day for you deja vu rappers acting tough, you fall like autumn leaves. Should've turned the new page. It's easy living for them briefcase politicians. We easy pickings, it's the politics of the spot that you live in. Not the doll, give a fuck about the tea shop, the shadiness on the sunny side of the street. It's the money I believe in, too preoccupied for happiness. Gotta pull my weight, it's a good thing I'm skinny though. Got a full plate, cause this rap shit's not attractive or practical to my family. A fantasy is what they see in fairy tales and fallacies. When all is said and done, they all talked and got nothing done. When all is said and done, should've turned the new page. When all is said and done. And I smelled the roses from me sleeping on a bed of nettles. Let the moss be. Made her a toast with a full glass of whiskey. The doors will see her glasses half empty.
Jar Jar Jr. with Earthed, taken from his Free Parking on Sundays EP, available now via German label Radio Juicy over its Bandcamp, as well as some of the digital streaming services, and Speculative Fiction, featuring the artist currently known as Strange Boy Nature, the former Jonan DK with Rattlesnakes. This is Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast, dropping every Wednesday evening via Cork's Red FM and redextra.ie. We're also available on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen. I'm Mike McGrath-Bryan, and this week we're joined in studio for the second time by a veteran disc jockey of over two decades, a live event promoter, a vinyl hound, an educator, and the founder of Cork's hip-hop co-op, Cutting Heads Collective. DJ Just Me, how's it going, boss?
Yo, yo. How's it going?
Grand. Now, just before we get into it, we announced last week via this podcast and social media that Red on Red will be making its live debut on Saturday week, November 23rd at Winthrop Avenue, a new intimate space at the side of the Cypress Avenue complex on Caroline Street. At 5 p.m, we will be talking with a frequent collaborator of Justin's, a rapper, spoken word artist, improv musician, and an educator in her own right, Ophelia McCabe, telling her story from the leading edge of various rebirths and reincarnations of Irish hip-hop in the past 17 years. Suggested donation for the early show is €5. And at 7 p.m, as part of the Quiet Lights Festival, we're talking to music documentarian Miles O'Reilly of Arbutus Yarns about his lives as a musician, a videographer, a music videographer, as well as getting into the rebirth of the legendary No Disco as an online show. Of course, No Disco, the 90s Irish alt television classic filmed at RTE Studios in Cork City. Free in, and for more info on Quiet Lights, point your browsers at quietlights.net. Turning our attention back to this weekend, though, and Just Me and crew are in full effect for Cutting Heads Collective's fourth birthday weekender. And Just, how are you finding the preparations?
Yeah, stress me out. We're good though. We're pretty much there now.
It's happening across three nights, this Friday, this Saturday, and an afternoon session happening this Sunday as well. A massive celebration of all that Cutting Heads Collective has achieved in 4 years of Cork hip hop, as well as a kind of a state of the nation for hip hop in the city as well. You also have, as well as individual tickets available on the door for each show, you also have a bundle ticket for the weekend.
Yeah, so for €25 you can get into both paying gigs. They're a tenner each, so that's €20, and you get a t-shirt on top for a fiver. Normally a t-shirt costs you €15, so it's like a tenner off if you go to both gigs and you get the t-shirt.
You couldn't bait it with a hammer and a nail. We'll have previews of all of these gigs happening over the course of the show, but let's kind of take it back to the idea behind the Weekender. 4 years of the Cutting Heads Collective, 4 years since you kind of summoned everybody to the beer garden of the now defunct Sextant, because,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Time and tide waits for no man. I suppose, talk to us about just 4 years of Cutting Heads Collective, and in particular, a kind of a quiet 2019 as, you know, changes have happened.
By our standards, anyway, yeah. I mean, we decided after the birthday last year that we were going to take a couple months just to chill. We're going to do the same this year. So after we get the birthday out of the way, there's one more gig after that, a couple weeks after. And after that, we'll stop probably till March or April, come back again next year. I think that little break in the middle is kind of good for all our heads, and we can, yeah, get back to things with a bit more energy when we get back.
But this quietude now this year, following last year's birthday, was kind of spurred on by changes internally within Cutting Heads Collective, where, you know, life takes people in different directions.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, the crew has gotten so much smaller. Like, I mean, just everyone's moved away, you know. Shiv's up in Dublin now. Chris and Gunkel are in Berlin. Robbie's in Canada. Olin's in Edinburgh. Gary's back out in Tralee. So, I mean, yeah, like, the whole Cutting Heads thing, like, what was so great about it was just this team of people, and we're all working towards a certain goal, and the community aspect of it. And in a lot of ways, that isn't there as much anymore. There's still a few of us left, but, you know, other people aren't as involved. And so, yeah, I mean, it's trying to come to terms with that in my own head of just, it's not the big community thing that it was when we started it.
And would you reach out then to some of the younger heads that are hanging around the place? I mean, I know that you've kind of done some education work, and we'll talk about that in a wee bit.
Sure.
But, like, while the community is there in Cork hip-hop as well, it's definitely about kind of reaching out and finding people that are the right fit internally.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly open to adding some new members and all that. I guess it just, we'd have to click on a few levels, just, like, artistically. They'd have to be, like, reliable. They'd have to come to all the gigs and help with the promo and do all those things. And we'd have to click on a personal level as well. I think that's important. You have to like the people you're working with.
A lot has changed in Cork hip-hop in those 4 years, however. And, you know, Cutting Heads Collective's positive impact on what's happening there cannot be underestimated. As we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show, Cutting Heads has been kind of cited as influential now by the younger heads that are taking the mantle of collectives and using that to kind of to pool resources and to kind of make the best they can of the situation that they find themselves in. And venues have turned over. Willingness to work with the local hip-hop community has changed from venue to venue over the course of the last few years.
Yeah,
you know, you've got your fair amount of stories that you could tell in that respect. But I suppose take us through your experience of the last 4 years with the Cutting Heads Collective from that perspective, not only as someone that's kind of on the inside of it, organizing, stressing, but also as someone that, you know, turns up at the gigs and sees the positive reception that they meet, you know, as someone that can see people talking about Cutting Heads Collective elsewhere and, you know, was able to kind of develop working relationships with promoters in other cities out of the back of it as well. Can we talk to you a little bit about just, you know, your take on the wider impact of Cutting Heads?
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised by it sometimes, you know. Just people that I wouldn't necessarily respect or people that I wouldn't necessarily have expected that we had, like, an impact on, you know, it would be. And then when you hear these things, it's flattering, obviously, and, you know, it makes it feel worthwhile. And, you know, I'm just, for all our ups and downs and everything over the last 4 years, I am really proud of certain things we've been able to do and platforms we've been able to give people, and just how certain people have just gotten bigger and bigger over the 4 years. Like, Gaptooth, you know, we were booking him a lot the first year we were doing him. We was first making the SoundCloud impact and all that, and just to see him go from, you know, strength to strength. He just did the Boiler Room thing. That's just all been beautiful to watch, and I'm proud that we were able to, you know, give him a little help with that, you know what I mean? That's just one example, but yeah, it still makes me happy to give people a stage to show what they do, you know?
And speaking of giving people a stage to show people what we can do, we'll get into the first night of this weekender happening at the Roundy this Friday, doors at 7:30, I believe. How much are tickets in?
Tenner, yeah.
A steal at twice the price, and a massive lineup as well, because I was only going over this last week in the Gig Guide edition for November, and I'll leave it to you to kind of illustrate the whole thing, because it's massive.
Yeah, okay, so we got Hazy Haze, Citrus Fresh. They're some young rappers that we've been working with for a while out of Limerick.
Part of CMD?
Yeah, Hazy was part of CMD. Just incredible. They just, like, spill emotion on tracks, you know. Their production is so unique, and that whole kind of scene that's going on up in Limerick at the moment, it's so kind of unique and energetic, and Yeah, I mean, we always try to support that as much as we can. You know, they're great lads too. So
they really are having a golden age. And Citrus Fresh hanging in there with Naive Ted as well in the recent EP
release. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Night in Question, incredible release. So, yeah, he just has a new tune out today actually called Teeth, which is insane. Yeah,
peep it across your SoundCloud and your streaming services.
Yes.
You also have the man himself coming down from Galway, Ireland's Street Fighter 2 champion, Jimmy Penguin, yeah. Collaborating with Sebi C, who we don't see live too often anymore.
Who knows what's going on with Sebi, yeah. But yeah, I'm hyped to have the two boys down. We had them down a little over a year ago when they released that album they put out together, which I can't remember the name of at the moment. But so yeah, they're incredible as well. Like, Jimmy's just been such a legend for so long with the whole Vince McMahon stuff and the Community Scratch Games and the Alkalinear, and just his output as well, just with production. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it was in like three figures, the amount of albums he's put out over the last, you know, 15-20 years. And I like the way he does it too. He doesn't seem too concerned about promoting it or anything. You know, it'll basically be like a Facebook post and that'll be it. He'll be on to the next project.
Yeah. I was shocked by that, in that, like, I obviously knew about Jimmy from Vince McMahon, because that was my introduction to Irish hip hop much later, after the fact that it was released, that I just kind of found it. Mm. I think digging around Naive Ted stuff after getting into his wrestling soundtrack work. But just at the speed that he releases, I wasn't done an album review of some LP he put out earlier this year for Totally Dublin before the next one had already been announced. And it's like, how do you keep up with such a body of work?
You can't.
In that respect.
No, no. I mean,
how does he keep up with such a body of work?
Yeah, he just loves making music. I mean, and that's it. And I don't think he's too worried about how people receive it or numbers or any of that. He just really enjoys making it, and he throws it up and leaves it behind. And you know, people do notice. I mean, he just got off a tour there in Russia. He was touring in California. It's he's respected internationally in a big way, you know, for that kind of stuff. And obviously his scratch skills are second to none. He's one of the best in the world at that, as is Dejaculate, our other guest.
Speaking of other guests that are coming through as well, you have Ireland's number one pop duo sensation in the whole world of pop and rock and roll sensationalism, and that is Senior Infants.
Yeah.
Two gentlemen whose celebrity and fame is such that we cannot even mention them by name for fear of crashing Red FM servers. Just your thoughts on bringing them in for kind of something of a bit more beatsy exposition, because, you know, they've done stuff with Sebi in the past, I think.
They have,
I'd like
yeah,
to see
they
more of that happening.
That. I'd love to see them collaborate with Sebi again. That would be awesome. Or even other MCs, you know. I know that they are a big fan of what the Limerick lads are doing. That would be a great show, you know, the lads and some of those Limerick MCs.
Any chance of that happening, that would be superb. And that even any chance awesome. Of that happening, well worth the cost of admission. €10 this Friday at the Roundy, doors 7:30. Also on the lineup, headlining is Dejaculate.
Yeah, is he headlining? I don't know. We were talking about this, like, just
who's the first among equals?
Yeah, no, like, everyone on the lineup is a headliner. So, you know, just trying to figure out where to put people was impossible. We genuinely considered, like, pulling names out of hats just to have it be done with. But, yeah, Jack is just incredible. Like, I think... Have you listened to the radio documentary that Ray made about Jack?
Not as of yet, I don't think.
You should. Yeah, it's incredible.
Ray Wingnut, now you're talking about.
Ray Wingnut, yeah. He made a kind of an hour-long documentary, radio documentary, completely about Jack. I mean, he's, like, first of all, just as freestyle scratchers go, he's one of the best in the world. There's no question. He won the Clash of the Titans competition in Berlin, I guess, a little over a year ago. Yeah, which had people entering from all over the world. Yeah, but he's also like a multi-instrumentalist. He plays saxophone, illum pipes, and all this stuff. He's part of the Scratch Lords. He's part of Oko, that are like kind of a experimental jazz band. He does the North Strand Contraband, which I don't even know. It's kind of folksy stuff, I guess. Just... really, yeah, creative dude. Yeah, you should listen to that documentary. He's an interesting dude.
We'll include a link to it in the description for this podcast by the time it goes out tomorrow morning from recording. It's also hosted by Mebs, and to be honest, he's someone I had to do a little bit of research on.
Yeah. I mean, so I guess for people listening, we should explain. Mebs is a Limerick rapper in puppet form, I suppose. Which was interesting. I mean, he'd probably deny it, but I mean, I thought about how we'd try to explain this. I don't think he has any problem with it. Like, it is Ray Wingnut. I mean, he's well into puppetry and all that. So he's hosted our events as long as we've been doing them, really. Every year at the birthday, Ray comes down and gets drunk and shouts on the mic in between the acts, and it's brilliant and it's a great laugh. But this
a man in his element.
This year, yeah, he came to us with the idea. He was like, what if I did it with one of the puppets? We're like, yes, do that. So, and I don't know how much I can say about it, but there may be a couple more puppets involved as well with other puppeteers. So, I can't really talk on that side of it yet, but Mebs might not be the only boyo in the house. So.
Sound. You can be one of the boyos in the house this Friday at the Roundy. Doors 7:30. Tickets a tenner in or €25 for a weekend pass, as well as a Cutting Heads Collective t-shirt. We'll go back to some more tunes there from this Friday's lineup. We got Jimmy Penguin with a beat taken from his new album, A Moment of Clarity, released last month. One of those dozens, if not hundreds, of albums that you were referring to, Joss.
Incredible album. Yeah, it's hard to keep up with Jimmy's stuff. He just bangs it out so quick, but yeah, incredible stuff.
We also have Senior Infants with First Journey, taken from their Life is Good EP released back in 2016, really kind of showcasing their fondness not only for kind of beatsiness, but again that kind of trademark minimalism that the constituent parts of Senior Infants have been famous for over the course of the last 100 or so years of chart domination worldwide.
Yeah, for sure. Their stuff is incredible. I saw them live recently enough. Warming up. Yeah, up in St. Luke's, warming up for Lee Scratch Perry. Yeah.
That was pandemonium.
Yeah, it was mayhem.
Just to see them not only kind of on that bigger stage and to see them presented with the pomp and circumstance that St. Luke's can really give to an artist.
Right.
But to just think as well that like, Senior Infants was a natural fit to Lee Scratch Perry in ways that
it
weren't
really
immediately
was.
Obvious.
Yeah. And I thought that was a great call by Joe and Ed or whatever to book that as the warm-up.
And it was amazing. And it was great to see kind of all the older reggae hits kind of coming in and kind of reacting to what we're about to listen to momentarily. But first, we got Jimmy Penguin with Breakbeak here on Red on Red. We'll be right back. Senior Infants with First Journey, taken from their 2016 EP Life Is Good, available now from their Bandcamp as well as YouTube, appearing at the Roundy this Friday at 7:30 for the first night of Cutting Heads Collective's anniversary proceedings. Doors 7:30, tickets €10, Senior Infants alongside Dejaculate, Hazy Haze and Citrus Fresh, Jimmy Penguin and Sebi C, and a whole bunch more. This is Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast, still joined in studio by the legendary DJ Just Me. And just before the jump, we were talking a little bit about Cutting Heads and its place in Cork and how the last 4 years have been. And one phenomenon that I find when I talk to different collectives that have set up in the last 2-3 years, in particular in and around Cork City Centre, the one thing that I noticed, the one kind of thread in mind, is that they all seem to have seen what Cutting Heads Collective accomplished in its first 2 years and said, okay, this is possible, we can bring together different people of various skill sets, etc., with the same interest and move forward. We've seen what Houssou have done with bedroom pop and the like, now kind of moving into darker psychedelia through some of their artists, and with others kind of making, you know, far more commercial strides, the likes of Arthur Valentine, etc., taking what Cutting Heads Collective had done and kind of putting their own stamp on it, you know, drawing from a massive talent pool between UCC, CIT, etc., and the School of Music, as well as Teletext Records, you know, a bunch of blow-ins from North Kerry and other kind of areas with a more kind of vaguely alternative rock influence, kind of reaching their tentacles into electronic music, noise, beat making, the likes of Messing, as well as the likes of Eponym, Rakaya, etc. I mean, again, it's a bit more kind of broader, esoteric take on the collectivization manner, but it's definitely something that they're kind of growing in its own direction as well, where they're focusing on limited releases, on experiential gigging, you know, like visuals. Like at one stage they were planning a gig for Chameleon Fields with the UCC Concert Orchestra, and it's just one of those things that, you know, everywhere around, artists of different skill sets and media are gathering together to put their effort into Cork music. And the same is happening again now with even media, the newest zine to be launched out of Cork 2 episodes ago now, episode 91, available for streaming at redfm.ie and Red Extra. Post Material is a bunch of younger writers, illustrators, design heads, etc., coming together to put together a new online zine for the younger kind of broad alternative generation, in as much as we can even say that anymore in the post-genre, you know, maelstrom. I suppose, talk to us a little bit about how far working collectively and collectivization has come in the 4 years of Cutting Heads has been together, kind of any influence that you might have seen regarding Cutting Heads, how you feel about it, kind of what your hopes are for the means of working together.
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing to see, you know, I like the likes of, say, Houssou and Teletext. I feel like they kind of took the collective thing into an almost more professional, higher level than we were doing it, you know. I mean, they're actually like releasing a lot of music, they're doing all these videos and all that, whereas we're basically just running events. That was our thing or whatever. So yeah, I mean, that's beautiful, you know. It's just easier to do work when you're surrounded with people you can bounce off who are inspiring to you. And yeah, that's important, just to have people in your life to inspire you, you know, just people with energy, people who are working, you know, because you're like, oh, he's getting up, he's doing it, I got to do it too. And you push each other on. And
funny you mentioned that, you know, House Who releasing stuff, Teletext releasing stuff. Cutting Heads kind of dabbled with that a little bit via Bandcamp earlier on in its existence with Chris Power. And Chris has obviously gone on to Berlin, he's gone on to other things. You know, do you see it as being something that Cutting Heads can assist with going forward if the right person came through, or?
No, I have no interest in running a record label at all. Like, the Chris Power thing, so, like, basically he wanted to put stuff out, and we were like, cool, you can put it up on the Bandcamp under the Cutting Heads banner, and that was it. We just put it up there. We didn't do any more work around it or whatever. And then after we did that for Chris, we had people hitting us up like, oh, can you put out my thing or whatever? And some people were sending us some amazing stuff. But, I mean, we had to turn it all down, not because all of it wasn't good. It just, we couldn't offer people the platform that the music deserved. We weren't a record label. We never were, really.
But in terms of them kind of approaching you, would you not have looked at it, say, strictly a net label and just kind of countered with, this is all we can do for you at present? Because it might still be kind of a bit more than even people making the music, etc., are approaching you with the expectation of.
I get that, but I was listening to some of the stuff and thinking, you know, this is solid. Like, you know, this deserves to be in hands that can really push it, that can... they can make the most of the music that was there. We couldn't offer them that. I didn't think it was fair to put it up and just not do anything with it. And, you know.
What are the things that kind of obstruct you from kind of going forward with that then? Is it a matter of there being not a strong specialist media for the genre in Ireland? Is it one of those things where eventually the pressure will be there to go on to physical releases and everything that attains? I know that Declan was involved in Kaboogie before coming down to join the Cutting Heads right, Collective as well. Yeah. And he still has plenty of copies of older Kaboogie material haunting his gaff.
Sure, yeah. No, the only thing that's holding us back is my own laziness, Mike. I have no interest in writing all those emails and pushing this and that. Nah, that's not for me.
In terms then of, you know, having occupied a very specific place in music in Cork for the last 4 years, and very much kind of garnering your respect from people and garnering your influence in people's work going forward. It's no secret that the city's changing. The boundaries have changed. The population has gone up. People are now looking at Cork from the outside and, you know, from what different PRs, journalists, people in media are telling me, that it's becoming something that people are going to want a piece of the action of in very short order, just because it's identifiable now as a major second market. There's a little bit of a halo effect from all of the quote-unquote positivity surrounding building that's happening in Cork at present. Yeah. I don't know how much of that will prove to be sustainable in the long term, and that's not me down-talking Cork City either. That's just like realism after the last economic crash in 2008.
Yeah.
You know, you got the event centre coming up, there's the proposed redevelopment of the Docklands, and in all of this, as well as talk of high-rise apartments, high-rise buildings, etc., in order to fit more of a population, and in order to not only accommodate, you know, a more international populace that's coming here to work, but also, you know, flight from elsewhere in the country as it emerges, you know, in their eyes as the next kind of living destination that will take some of the slack from Dublin in terms of national infrastructure. All of that changes the makeup of how communities organise, in terms of how communities get together, the spaces that they can use, the premiums at which space is made available. And we only have to look as far as the Camden with that, as well as Sample Studios disappearing, maybe, you know, some other art centres in town kind of pricing themselves out of the reach of community art centres, and the pressure that's going to start happening to venues. And you've seen it already with the Pura, of hotels cropping up nearby new locations, not soundproofing and expecting a lot of that heavy work to be done by venues, and we've seen that in other places around. With all of this in mind, and with an eye to the future, kind of talk about how you see the collective aspect and DIY being kind of the guiding principle for music and for music on a community level, as the city continues to grow and expand and, you know, really change shape?
Yeah, I mean, like, as the city expands, there are going to be these problems. Things get more expensive and everything else, but there's opportunities there too. I think it's important going forward that we just kind of look at it as try to find the opportunities in it rather than the problems. You know, the problems are going to be there, but, you know, try to suss out the opportunities. I don't know what they are, but, you know, yeah, but that's just how I'd want to look at it anyway.
We'd hope now that as the city kind of expands into the Docklands, that we get maybe a bit more of an emphasis on suburban venues. We've seen that the White Horse works out in Ballincollig for its, yeah, you know, programming demographic and for its genre. You know, we obviously see the success stories out west with Connolly's Alep. And to a lesser extent, you know, there's arts festivals happening in North Cork. Mallow Arts Festival, Canturk Arts Festival, etc. Like, the stepping stones are there to a broader arts infrastructure for Cork City and County, which I hope doesn't get lost in talk of redevelopment, but you're absolutely right. It's about identifying opportunities that are there. And moving forward, we'll bring it back to the present. Night 2 of the Cutting Heads Collective Weekender is happening this Saturday at Dally. And again, a tremendous international headliner, Gaptooth from Soft Boy Records, coming in and making an appearance, as well as your own musical side project, a 7-piece tribute to A Tribe Called Quest. Take us through the lineup on Saturday night at Dally. Doors are
Half 8, I think. I'd have to check. Yeah, we're finished by 11 anyway, so it's an early gig, and then we have an after party in Plugged
with Colm K
afterwards. Colm K, yeah, and the Footsteps lads, who are incredible DJs. And I don't say that too often about young DJs, and that's it. Just takes a while to get good at it, really. You know what I mean? That's all it is. I wasn't any good when I was 19 or 20. You know what I mean? Mm. But yeah, they are impressive for their age, you know, what they're doing. Great, you know, record collections and, you know, skills they can mix like, so.
But it's a massive lineup inside in Dally as well. And
yes, Dally.
Maybe take us through the lineup for Dally specific, and maybe just some of your thoughts on how the venue is doing in year 2 of its existence.
Yeah, I mean, they're catering to their market. They seem to be doing well. You know, it's nice to see the odd metal gig pop up in there. They are trying to do other things, other than just the techno. But the techno stuff is working for them, you know. And it's great to have a space like that, like a, you know, it's a proper club, like, you know. The system in there is amazing. So, yeah, big up Dally. They've been helpful to us as well, running different hip-hop gigs. You know, it's a big space. I think pretty close to 400 capacity or something. But so you need, you know, quite a big act or something to kind of fill that space. But
and you have that in the soul singer from London, of all things.
Yeah, Reginald Amas Mahmood IV. Yeah, just kind of a big fan of his stuff for a while. And the label that he works with, 22A, it's that whole kind of South London modern jazz kind of buzz.
Talk to us a little bit as well about the Love Movement, which, as we mentioned earlier, 7-piece tribute to A Tribe Called Quest. How that came together and kind of what that represents regarding a more artistic manifestation of the Cutting Heads Collective kind of common passions.
Yeah, so it came together basically. Adam O'Leary is like, it was part of his college project, end of year show or something, so he put together the band for it, and we all enjoyed doing it so much that we decided to keep on with it, and there was demand for it as well. People love A Tribe Called Quest. So
are you joining the cover band circuit now? Tonight's Office, handy drive out to...
Yeah, I guess it's a cover band. It's interesting, it's hard sometimes to make these kind of hip-hop tracks translate to a live band. There's a bit of tweaking involved, you know. There's so many, like, mistakes in that early 90s hip-hop music, and a lot of things are slightly out of tune. You have to decide whether you want to do it the right way or the Tribe way. And, yeah, just kind of the very basic, repetitive nature of hip-hop beats, especially 90s hip-hop beats. It can be a challenge to get that to translate to a band, but I think yeah, I'm very happy with how it's all sounding, and just the people involved have been a pleasure to work with. Like, so the lineup of the band, on vocals we have Ophelia, Shaul from this side up, and Speculative Fiction. Speculative Fiction can't make the gig on Saturday night, so it'll just be Ophelia and Shaul. And on keys, you have Katie O'Donnell, James, Cody on bass, Adam O'Leary on drums, Kian O'Sullivan on drums. We have two drummers, only one of them will be there tomorrow night, but it's handy to have two. And Sarah Hall on sax, and, you know, I do the MPC and scratching and all that. But yeah, it's just been really fun. Kind of, again, that community thing and working with people who inspire you and all that. And yeah, it's been fun. And we're going to start working on some original material as well. So we have this gig coming up where we're going to focus on tribe stuff and all that. And then, so this will be the last chance you get for the time being to catch the tribe stuff. We're going to keep that up and keep doing that and kind of building songs and trying to make them our own. But we're going to definitely start working on some completely original stuff as well. I think it'd be a shame not to, with the talent involved in the thing. So.
Would that kind of not only be an expansion on what you've done in recent times with different members of that band regarding bass needs / pack animal, but also, you know, your own experience as a live cut man for the Oppressionists that we talked about all the way back in episode 20 something?
Yeah, I mean, I love kind of just scratching with musicians and all that. It's a very different thing too, rather than just scratching on beats or loops. A lot more listening involved. You have to be a lot simpler with it.
You also have Gaptooth on the lineup, and we'll hear from him in a little bit later on, but like, he's another example of, again, that creativity and that community having some really positive results, and that you've put an infrastructure in front of him, and he was able to kind of take those opportunities and get seen. Now he's coming back, as well as doing even most recently there with Boiler Room as well. Yeah, yeah. What are your thoughts now kind of bringing it into Dali after all the success that he's kind of encountered?
Yeah, delighted to have him. I mean, we've probably booked him 8 or 9 times now. He always does our summer sessions, and yeah, he's always good to have. So yeah, he's gonna kill it, you know. As far as like at the moment in Cork hip-hop, I think that's something that's quite strong. It's the beat makers, you know, people like Gaptooth, Jar Jar Jr., Jazz Fiend. There's a guy, Ben Regan, there's AJ, there's like Connor Muldowney, there's all these people just making these great kind of lo-fi jazzy beats. And they're all young too, you know, which is nice. So yeah, big up the beat makers.
We're going to hear from Gaptooth momentarily with Overdue. But first on the playlist, we have Colm K, as you mentioned there earlier, headlining your after party, which kicks off slightly earlier at 9 o'clock at the Roundy,
yeah,
as part of it, with Diffraction. There's very little that either of us have to say about Colm K. The man's
for sure
reputation outlies itself. But kind of what does it mean then to have somebody like himself doing something different alongside the Footsteps lads to kind of complement what's happening overall with the Cutting Edge program?
So yeah, it's well, Colm did our birthday last year as well, you know, he's played for us a few times, and yeah, we've done hobo convention stuff with him before that. He's just easily one of the best DJs in the country, just phenomenal DJ, and it, you know, he's just as good with the production. Like, you know, he gets all the international acclaim and all that. It just gets bigged up by all these big time DJs all over the world and everything. It's just, he's the man. I don't know,
he is the man, and you're gonna find out why momentarily. This is Colm K with Diffraction here on Red on Red. Gaptooth with Overdue, available now via Softboy Records across all major streaming services, playing as part of night two of the Cutting Heads Collective fourth anniversary weekender happening at Dally on Saturday night, doors at 8 p.m. early show, tickets €10 in, I believe.
€10 again, yeah.
Or €25 as part of a bundle deal that gets you into all the gigs over the course of the weekend, plus a Cutting Heads Collective t-shirt. This is Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast, still joined in studio by the one and only legendary DJ Just Me. And Just, you know, we've been talking a lot about the collective and what Cutting Heads has been doing, kind of adjusting to changes and just generally being more sparing with the impact that it makes in terms of live events and all of this. But that hasn't stopped you from being incredibly creative in your own space and time, not only with yourself and what we've talked about earlier regarding the love movement, but also now primarily you starting to dip the toe into beat making. After about 20 years or so of scratchology, of DJing, selecting, promoting, and all of this. Not to say that any of these aren't creative, but it's nowhere near as hands-on as taking an idea, wrangling it, songwriting it, you know, putting yourself through the ringer, is this good enough? The anxiety of expressing yourself, sure, and sharing, yeah, which, you know, you've done that before with the Impressionists, etc., as part of an outfit. This time it all kind of falls on you and you're coming back to it after an extended hiatus that has been spent DJing, selecting a little bit. Maybe talk to us a little bit about how you came by beat making in this form and kind of what led to it, what the process has been like for you.
So I suppose I would have bought my MPC before my son was born. So my son,
they call it the Relic.
The Relic, yeah. my son's 9 now, so yeah, I would have been making beats for about a year or two before he was born. When he was born, I just didn't have time for it. You know, when kids are small, it's hard to find the time. But now he's getting to an age where I have spare time again, so I've kind of picked it up again. And like, I'm enjoying making the music, which is a big thing because I never did before. I just hated making beats. I thought it was boring.
Really?
Like, yeah, I hated it.
For a man that can scratch on top of them and mix them together and put them together to keep a room happy.
Yeah, scratching's fun, you know? You just throw on a record and mess with it and, you know, make little mixes. That's all fun for me, but beat making was not. Over the last year, it was really when we took the 3 month or so break from promoting gigs through Cutting Heads that I had extra time. It's that time of year as well where you don't want to be going out as much, like January, February. So I just stayed in, made a lot of beats. I'm happy with them, you know. I mean, they're not amazing. It's not like all the world needs to hear these or anything, but they're there's a bit of character to them. I like them, you know. They sound like me.
A bit of character and likable are exactly like you. But like, from what I've heard of them as well, there's that balance between atmosphere and a good solid kind of foundation of boom bap that's happening. And I assume that that's not entirely by accident. But kind
no,
of, what have the challenges been regarding the creative process for you? Because I know that you very much kind of mess with sample manipulation, you know, almost to the extent of warping it into new forms completely, which we'll hear at the end of the show. But, you know, just talk to us a bit about the ups and downs of that creative processes. Kind of what are the little triumphs, what are the frustrations, etc. And just kind of bring us through your experience of, you know, taking an idea from a quick loop to a finished beat.
So like my stuff is pretty much completely sample based. It's not just to say it's like loops or anything. It's quite manipulated, and I'll usually use like maybe six or seven different tracks within the song that I'm making or whatever. I'll take my drums from one place and random sounds from another, and I just kind of just keep throwing different elements on top and, you know, taking bits out until it starts to kind of sound like a song. And so a lot of the process is just like sitting in my room listening to records, which I like to do anyway.
Yeah.
It's a super slow process. Like, it's like I might sit in my room all day listening to records, and at the end of the day I might have a little like 4-bar loop and that'll be it. You know, it took me all day to do it. And, you know, you talk to these young dudes, they're like, I can do that in 10 minutes, look, boom boom, boom. I'm like, okay, cool. But I'm happy to spend all day in the room, and if I come up with a 4-bar loop that I like, then cool, you know. I'm not in a rush to make anything, you know what I mean?
The art of listening is something that, you know, isn't necessarily spoken about publicly regarding sampling. I know, like, we had Jar Jar in here early on before he put together that, you know, completely newly originally produced EP that he put out via Radio Juicy. And he talked a lot about his own kind of early crate diving experiences being kind of educational. What's it like kind of going through that massive record collection of yours? And we could talk all day about like kind of an attachment to your record collection.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, going through it, not only as an exercise in active listening, but in a creative manner as well. You know, do you feel as though you're kind of going over old territory in terms of what you've consumed and seeing what you can make of it? Or
yeah, you listen to things in a different way when you're listening to them through like a sample lens rather than a DJ lens. And different elements of it stick out to you. And like, a lot of the times when I'm listening to stuff, I'm just looking for textures or a certain feeling. You know, you can chop that up in the MPC, and the pitch doesn't really matter. You can pitch it up and down. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You can throw that record aside and sample another one. And it's, it's just, I would love, you know, if I was able to play an instrument properly, and, you know, this whole idea of, like, someone has a feeling, they can just kind of, you know, play a melody that will express that. I mean, that's not how it works when I'm making music. It's kind of like music by fluke or whatever. You just throw sounds together and eventually something will emerge from it, but it's kind of out of my control in a way.
Well, that's an interesting seg then to kind of other creative journeys that you've taken yourself on. You know, we were talking a little bit about the Love Movement, and that was, you know, that turning into original music and you taking the time to jam and work with that. But you've already kind of presaged that with involvement with Ophelia McCabe's Pack Animal project. Plug, 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 Saturday, November 23rd at Winthrop Avenue.
Yeah, like Pack Animal is purely improvised, so, I mean, she gets different players to join with her each time she does the Pack Animal thing. I love doing that because it doesn't take up any of my time. I just kind of show up with random sounds and you make something that you hope resembles a song, you know. But the musicians that she has playing with her, it's always going to come out right. But, you know, it was doing the bass needs thing with Ophelia. That was kind of original music. Ophelia's music, she was writing all the songs and all that, and she had a team of people that we were, you know, to play for or whatever. I don't know what happened with all that stuff. I mean, she had some amazing songs written. We had planned to record at some point, but you'd have to ask Ophelia what
happened. The right time and the right place. Do you know what? I think I will. Saturday week.
Do.
Winthrop Avenue. But as well as that, you know, an important part of creativity and of, you know, just generally being able to self-express is sharing that ability to do so. And to that end, you know, you'd done some beat-making workshops and you'd done some of those cafes with the Cutting Heads Collective at the Urban Jungle and at the Roundy, etc. Mm. And you've kind of taken that learning atmosphere into the classroom. You're teaching out in Carrick, Navarre, with some of the TYs.
We're out there every week doing kind of music with transition year students and trying to get them to make songs. And, you know, you split the class up into groups, and each member of the group will have a different little job they're doing. You try to get them all to contribute into the song in some way. And, you know, the songs are hilarious.
Yeah. You're working with teenagers, so you're dealing with, like, different stages of awkwardness, you know, kinds of trepidation toward working together.
It's a difficult age, and, you know, just... I have no really frame of reference, but just talking to other people who do this, you know, they say it's a lot easier with younger kids. They're not as self-conscious, I suppose. They're just more ready to have some fun. What has surprised me is just, like, how few of them actually play instruments or have any kind of start in music whatsoever, you know what I mean? You would assume a class of, let's say, you know, 25 kids, there might be 6 or 7 who have some musical background. And I mean, we've been doing it over a year now. We've had over 100 kids, and I think we had 2 people who could play an instrument of those 100 and odd, probably about 120 kids.
That would raise the question then, because, you know, I come from a school with a similar situation, and my own personal story was I wanted to do music when I was in first year, and they did the whole roundabout of choice subjects that you could take on as well as your core subjects. And in my case, we just had 3 music lessons where no teacher turned up and no showed. And it's just like, okay, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this. And then I ended up spaffing away my junior cert on business studies and history, I believe, which, you know, neither of which were particularly relevant to the course that my life has ended up taking. But I mean, what would you change then about how music education, you know, on a contemporary basis is handled in secondary schools? Because, you know, there's a great curriculum of traditional music, of classical music, and, you know, approaching a recognition of, you know, things that have happened in the past 30 years, but very definitely just more kind of, you know, into theory more so than practical or performance in a contemporary manner. Like, you know, you've been there and you've seen kind of what some of the hassles are regarding educating younger people in music. What would you change about the infrastructural support surrounding it?
You know, I have no complaints about the school, really. You know what I mean? I think,
well, not the school, but like just the mindset that leads there to be a low uptake on music.
Well, to be honest, I think a lot of that has to do with the lack of boredom. I don't think kids are ever bored anymore. You know what I mean? They have, you know, they're constantly entertained by something or another, whereas I think maybe in the 90s we'd pick up an instrument out of sheer boredom. I don't know, you know, it seems weird to me because back then I just knew so many people who at least tried to play an instrument, you know what I mean? People that have them for a few years, and some people gave it up and some people kept it on, but it seemed like everyone at least tried to make music. And it's so easy to get programs for to start making your own beats. You can get cracked versions of that. If you can Google it, you can figure it out, you know what I mean? It's just surprising to me that there's not more of that, and that's the only explanation I can come up with in my head, is that they're just not bored enough to go seek that stuff out. They don't have to, you know?
But by that same token, then, you know, the people that do seek out making music in the first place, like your Jar Jars, like your Gaptooths, products of the last 10 years or so, you know, are super, super into it, and in turn are kind of inspiring other younger people to do so. So I think it's a matter of, you know, you're never going to get as big a casual uptake again on kids playing music, because not only that, but I think music is in contention with everything else for the grander attention span.
Sure.
You know, back in 2008 when I was running gigs and I was adamant that, you know, there's a whole massive thing that everyone can make a living off of in Cork City, in my naivete, you know, I soon found out, you know, the hard way from listening to people's explanations for not turning up to shows, that we're in contention now, not just for mindshare of social media, but with streaming services, with Xbox, pre-drinking was definitely the thing that took people away from gigs during the recession, etc. But you know what I mean? Like, we're in the post-genre thing where we don't even have punks, goths, hippies, hip-hoppers anymore. We have people that make music. That's contending on a larger basis with, you know, people that go to the gym, people that go to sci-fi conventions, anime conventions, comic book conventions, movie goers, etc. And I think, like, youth culture has kind of reverted back to kind of broader strokes almost to manage the multiplex of interest that someone can have within kind of one hobby. And there we go to day three of the Cutting Heads 4th anniversary weekender, happening all weekend at venues across town. Sunday at the Vicarstown Bar from 4 o'clock, free in as is tradition. And the Cutting Heads Collective have a day-long session, including residents of the Cutting Heads Collective, yourself, Gary Fitz, and a couple of others, pulling things together over the course of the day, but also another guest appearance from UK scratchologist Eddie Ruxpin.
He's just been a mate and someone who's supported us a lot over the years. He's been at the birthday the last 2 years. You know, he just came over to hang with us and check out the weekend. So this year we were like, look, we'll get your ticket this year. We'll look after you. Come over and do a set. And but he's an incredible DJ. It's so overdue. Look, so I'm delighted to have him back. Yeah, just looking forward to hanging out with him.
The Cutting Heads ever reliable party starter Fareed Williams is also coming in on bars. And, you know, I've seen him a couple of times in action now between the Arts Festival and certain Cutting Heads events happening. And, you know, it's a pity we don't see more of him outside of the Cutting Heads context. Like, where has he come from? Where is he going with it?
Yeah, I don't know. He loves playing music for people, and he's just got like this kind of enthusiasm, you know. He's just behind the decks and a big smile on his face, dancing away. I mean, it's infectious. So, and he plays great tunes, you know. He just car crashing mixes all over the place. He's terrible with that stuff. Yeah, we were saying we were going to make him DJ for us at our gaff, and we were all going to throw things at him every time he messed up a mix or whatever. But I think, you know, he'll get the hang of that. Like, he doesn't even have decks at his house or anything, like, so he's still trying to figure that out. But you know, it's about the music anyway, playing the right stuff. And he's just someone who's at every gig that we do, you know. He's out the front dancing, smiling, and you know, obviously he does a lot of rapping stuff with me. He's going to be doing a live show with me up in Sligo, actually, for the Spilt Milk. Shouts Danny and Adele up there. So, yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of the gigs we do, a lot of them are in the things where, you know, an MC isn't necessarily required, but we're still always happy to have Fareed involved. So yeah, started getting him to DJ.
And in the Vicarstown Bar of all places, which has been such an important spot for the Cutting Heads Collective over the past 4 years, like, it's one of those things that isn't very assuming looking when you come in the door at first. It's just that big long corridor down to a smoking area. But it's been such a welcoming spot, not only for yourselves, but for Out of Space, the Moon Stomp, Soul Function. You know, it's been, you know, a readily available space that has accommodated all dayers from various collectives in town. And like, it really doesn't get the praise it deserves when we talk about the venues in Cork City or the lineup that we have.
No, I think anywhere where you can play music outdoors like that, and they're, you know, especially on Sundays anyway, they're very accommodating with music, you know. They're I mean, within reason. You can't just like blare techno in there all day or anything, but you can, you know, they let you do what you want, more or less. And they're always good to deal with. They pay right there, you know. I enjoy DJing there on the Fridays and Saturdays too, you know. I fill in for Connor and Hoggy the odd time, like, and it's kind of a gig where you have to kind of find a line between the more commercial stuff and the stuff you love, but it's a good line. I really enjoy DJing there, actually.
Happening this Sunday at the Vicarstown Bar. Kickoff at 4 p.m. Entrance is free. Cutting Heads Collective residents plus DJs Eddie Ruxpin and featured resident DJ Fareed Williams. We're going to go to some more tunes now from two artists that have really kind of come through during the lifetime of the Cutting Heads Collective. We have Gatch, a young rapper currently working on a collaborative release with Speculative Fiction, actually. We had him the last time Sean stopped into studio.
Produced by Gaptooth.
Produced by Gaptooth also. Closing the collective gap there.
Just me on the cuts.
With Just Me on the Cuts. with Contradictions, Heartbreaks. Talk to us a little about working with Gatch and kind of, you know, his enthusiasm and his output as a portent for the future of Cork Hip Hop.
Yeah, he's a great lyricist. Just killing it. Came up through the cabin, obviously, with Gary and Ophelia up there. And just one of their kind of success stories, I suppose, you know. Just love his whole style, man. He can rap.
From one polar opposite to another, then we have Crackboy Mental with one of his more serious tunes, actually, I find, taken from one of his multitude of EPs released over the course of the summer, Adidas Track. And, you know, it speaks to Cork hip hop that someone like Crackboy Mental can be recognized not only on, you know, the more immediate things that people seize on when they talk about Crackboy Mental, his sense of humor, you know, his very idiosyncratic approach to rapping and to production. But for him to be kind of recognized and embraced as for who he is, I think kind of speaks a lot to the broader frame of reference and the capability for Cork hip hop to really kind of take in a broad spectrum of different people creating on their own terms and doing their own thing. And we'll hear from Crackboy Mental momentarily, but first, this is Gatch with Contradictions, Heartbreak, here on Red on Red.
She told me it was all fake, got played like a ball game, lost love getting crossed up in the wrong lane. What's new in a world where my faults grew when I saw you? Should've known I was prone to being too deep. I just needed affection and then to sleep. Found my direction for then to see pretentious feats to real you. Now I see through what you tried to bleach. Lied to me and upgrade, hail me king. How the fuck can you live like we weren't a thing? Was it lost when you kissed me or just a fling? Did you trust me or diss me behind the scenes? Cause you can trust me, the bitch you had cried was gone. In her place is the mask of the person I thought that could right my wrongs. Never thought you would cause me to write this song. I'm a fool with my flaws, you were right, your one. Should've seen it sooner. Fool for the chase, but you led me to envy. I feed the rumors, proving the traits that I heard and discarded were more than a warning to leave you sooner. Sucked into hope for a girl who could hold me. You told me you got me, but left when I needed you to be the girl I fiended for. I needed more than you. It was all fake, got played like a ball game. Lost love getting crossed up in the wrong lane. What's new in a world where my faults grew? When I saw you, should've known I was prone to being too deep. I just needed affection and then to sleep. Found my direction for then to see pretentious feats to real you. Now I see through what you try.
tried to bleach. Dreams of the shores and lights, a white face with the shade of a poltergeist. My life made on a stage where I'm holding mics alone at night. The time where I'm prone to write, so don't test me. Poised your facade for envy when it's clear that I hold all the cards you tempt me. I see now how the mind can slip. I feel proud I can bite my lip, cause life's a bitch. The outcast who passed an outclass, the class you clone sad inside. I outlast the doubts and fake beef. The hoes who train, reach for clothes and new checks to clothe and fame needs. I'm past it. Name me a kid who ain't done what Gatch did. Claim all this shit when up front you lack the balls to aim the guns you rap with. I ain't here to make friends with that shit. Talk is cheap, yeah we know. Walk the streets, I keep slow. Off the leash with these flaws. Watch and see the scene notes. We bait for these hoes who dream to be known. Contradictions, heartbreaks, watch your distance. Watch me and learn how to keep consistent. Watching the world as I breathe this spliff in. Give bitches good deal like I'm pippin'. It was all fake, got played like a ball game. Lost love, getting crossed up in the wrong lane. What's new? In a world where my faults grew when I saw you. Should've known I was prone to being too deep. I just needed affection and then to sleep. Found my direction for then to see. Pretentious feats the real you. Now I see through when you tried to bleach.
That have come and passed. Now we make green, so we raise a glass. Money is power, which equates to racks. And I be staying fresh in my Adidas track. Time for further dreams that have come and passed. Now we make green, so we raise a glass. Money is power, which equates to racks. And I be staying fresh in my Adidas track.
And they ask, yo, crack, how you get that swag? Young lad, I'm rare, you can't teach that. Matter of fact, I got some deeper shit for your mental. The way they sleep on me is quite frankly criminal. Never minimal, too original. Fiends be sentimental with their thoughts on me. A Cark OG, get over bars like Joe Dean. Too rare for fiends, don't play fair with fiends. When you ever hear an Irish rapper like this, these fiends counterfeit, well I'm the shit. Out here with your rapidy rapidy rapping, got no taste on the latest bandwagon. Crack boys fashion, you fiends lack passion. I call you has-beens, but you never actually happen. So call me a joke, say I suck, I'm a pest. Whatever helps you cope with my success.
Time for further dreams that have come and passed. Now we make green, so we raise a glass. Money is power, which equates to racks. And I be staying fresh in my Adidas track. Time for further dreams that have come and passed. Now we make green, so we raise a glass. Money is power, which equates to racks. And I be staying fresh in my Adidas track.
Verse 2, yo fiend who hurt you, making angry tracks every night. You need a curfew. I got love for every rapper in the country, especially those who keep it unique and funky. So don't step, just hit me with the check. It's the Squick effect, ready to leave a mess. And we're truly blessed and I'm feeling good, spreading positivity like we should. When I was born, said I was a miracle baby, and you wonder why I'm mentally crazy. I could rap like Eminem or Jay-Z, but fuck that, I wanna get pagey. So I come true with all these banging hits, and I got all the folks shaking their hips. A city fiend in West Cork trying to find his feet, rapping on the smooth New York beat.
Time for further dreams that have come and passed. Now we make green, so we raise a glass. Money is power, which equates to racks. And I be staying fresh in my Adidas track. Time for further dreams that have come and passed. Now we make green, so we raise a glass. Money is power, which equates to racks. And I be staying fresh in my Adidas track.
I just wanna shine like a star up in the sky. I just wanna let go and get wild. The young crack boy cannot be defeated. The young crack boy is heavenly.
Crackboy Mental with Adidas track here on Red on Red, still joined in studio by the legendary Just Me And just before we wrap up for the episode, kind of one last plug to kind of go through what's happening throughout the entire weekend. Where can the different nights be found? How much is it in? Any hexes or curses you want to put on people while the microphone? It's all yours.
All right. So look, Friday night, we've got, it's upstairs in the Roundy, €10. Hazy Haze, Citrus Fests, Dejaculate, Jimmy Penguin, Sebi C, and Senior Infants. So that's night one. Night two is in Dali, Love Movement, seven-piece band playing music of A Tribe Called Quest. Reginald Amos Mahmoud the Fourth, Unreal Soul Singer from the UK, and Gaptooth. So that is Dali on Saturday.
Those are both a tenner in or 25 quid for a combined ticket, as well as a Cutting Heads Collective t-shirt.
Correct, yeah. And then the Sunday, just be residents and our buddy Eddie Ruxpin chilling, playing tunes in the Vic. The Vic's always lovely, you know. Most of the hard work is done and all that, and the residents can just hang out and, yeah, enjoy the weekend that we've just done. So that's it.
Anything else to say for yourself? Any plugs or any shout outs you want to make before we head off?
Nah, not really.
Well, look, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast from Red FM and redextra.ie. Thank you very much to just me for joining us this episode.
Actually, you know what? I will plug something. You
go and plug something there.
After we get all this kind of Cutting Heads birthday stuff out of the way, we have one more gig at the end of the month before we kind of wrap up for a couple months and take a break. So it'll be Thursday, 28th of November. We have Dat Kid, High Focus Records, playing Dali along with Physics from up in Glasgow. Yeah, incredible rappers. Anytime we put on something High Focus related, people come out. It's a great night. So that's your little exclusive now.
A scoop now for listening to episode 93 of the Red on Red podcast. And thank you very much for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please take the time to subscribe and leave a review on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, as well as other podcasting platforms. And don't forget Red on Red making its live debut on Saturday week, November 23rd at Winthrop Avenue, a new intimate space at the side of the Cypress Avenue complex. 5 p.m. talking with Justin's frequent collaborator Ophelia McCabe about her story as a woman in Irish hip hop from 2002 to the present day. And at 7 p.m. chat with Miles O'Reilly of Arbutus Yarns, talking about the success and resurrection of This Ain't No Disco. Share this all on your social media and make sure to check out the artist featured online or an upcoming gig. And if you'd like more Irish tunes, please be sure to listen into Green on Red on Sunday nights with Alan O'Donovan for the best of all that is Irish on Cork's Red FM 104 to 106. Justin, I believe you got another scoop for us right now. We're playing a beat that you've made, and I think this may have been like the first airplay that this particular beat has gotten.
Yeah, probably. It's probably unfinished, but yeah, you can play it anyway.
It was presented to me, and I was immediately kind of bowled over by just kind of how brooding all of that kind of sample manipulation was underneath it.
Cool. I kind of loved it all. So yeah, it's just made with records and an MPC. That's pretty much it. But yeah, I like it. So
you're going to get an earful of it. So this is Just Me with presently titled Untitled Demo. This has been Red on Red, and we'll talk to you next week.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to read this, and you're going to listen. You're going to stay on the line, and you're not going to interrupt. You're going to speak for any reason. Some of this you know. I'm going to start at the top of the page. Meticulous. Yes. Methodical. Educated. They were these things. Nothing extreme. Like anyone, they varied. There were days of mistakes and laziness. And there were days, good days, when by anyone's judgment, they would have to be considered clever. No one would say that what they were doing was complicated. It wouldn't even be considered new, except for maybe in the geological sense. They took from their surroundings what was needed and made of it something more. We'll be right back.
Red on Red.